Shinyan Beisif Haf Mishum Kovet HaPriyas Itil Etatel Avonim LeKaneach. For Kovet HaPriyas, they permitted carrying, moving muksa to have a stone to wipe oneself. In those days, they used to use stones to wipe them. Afilu Aloisim LeGag Imoy to have a tivri Yaseir Muta. He was even allowed to carry them up to the roof, where I guess they had the bathroom on the roof. He's allowed to carry a handful of these stones. The Shabru brings from Rashi even 4 or 5 stones. If it's not a mokum kavua that people use as a bathroom, he's allowed to have the smaller amounts, which is buchna is a kli that's used for crushing pestle. So that amount of stone. In other words, if it's a place where other people are going to use, you can bring in more, because you know, if you don't use it for yourself, you use it for other people, or use it for another time. But if it's just for a one-time use, after you bring in the smaller amounts. If this stone was once used before, that's a sign that it was already set aside for this purpose. And kind of rare, there was some type of stones that even though they were used, they can't still be used again. But as long as they were used once before Shabbos, they're already considered set aside. Because a stone can be set aside for use before Shabbos, if it's some type of normal use. In those days, this was a normal use, and therefore, if it's designated for that use, it will not be muksa. Again, tell us, if you take a stone to use as a doorstop, as long as you use it before Shabbos, and you want to be a permanent doorstop, that's good enough. Some say that only Nechotzev. There are opinions that say that since it's an Indian of Kovet HaBriyas, and even from a Rishus which is not Rishus HaYochid, as long as it's not Rishus HaRabim, even though it's HaDerabbanan, but it's also permitted, since it's also HaDerabbanan, so they permit this also because of Kovet HaBriyas.